The University of Louisiana System Search Committee has recommended three finalists to the Board of Supervisors for President of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Search Committee member Andre Coudrain offers the motion.
There's support for all three throughout this community and throughout this area. I think all three are qualified to be president. All three have strengths that they could bring to this university. And because of that, I would recommend that the search committee move forward all three of our remaining candidates, Dr. Moore, Dr. Foss, and Dr. Bruno, to the full board for consideration as next president of ULM.
The finalists include Nick Bruno, Vice President of Business and Finance for the University of Louisiana System, Peter Foss, Provost and Executive Vice President at the University of Texas at Tyler, and Thomas Moore, Vice President for Academic Affairs and Dean of the Faculty at Winthrop University. The fourth semifinalist, William Berry, Vice President and Provost of the University of Dallas, withdrew from consideration. In the recommendation portion of the meeting, a substitute motion was placed by Dr. Anna Hill, the ULM faculty representative on the search committee.
Given the number of faculty, staff, students, and alumni who have expressed a desire for one of the candidates to not be moved forward, I would request that we only move two candidates forward to the board.
The substitute motion was defeated by an 8-1 vote. Following the meeting, Hill explained faculty groups expressed concern with the candidacy of Nick Bruno.
They think that he does not have the breadth of experience that is necessary for a president of ULM. Many of them really think highly of Dr. Bruno in the capacity of a vice president of business affairs. However, they think someone in the position of president needs broader experience than Dr. Bruno would have.
Bruno stated in his interview with the search committee that he would seek the counsel of those in academic leadership at the university should he be selected as president. UL System President Dr. Randy Moffitt, who served as non-voting chair of the search committee, says Foss, Bruno, and Moore all garnered support while visiting the campus this week. It would be an important base to build on in light of one area of experience that eludes all three.
One of the things you have to remember is that we're picking someone to be president, and in this particular pool, we don't have anybody who's been a president, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. And each of them will probably grow differently if they're selected for the job.
He believes, though, that each has the experience to lead the university.
But you've got three candidates, all have a good bit of university experience. I think they all demonstrated their ability to reach out to the community and work with the faculty and the students.
Moffitt says while Berry withdrew prior to Wednesday's meeting, he expects the remaining candidates to stay on in contention for the final round of interviews, where the next president of ULM would be selected by the system's board of supervisors.
One of the candidates could withdraw. I don't think that will happen. I think all three of these candidates are very interested. But as far as the process unfolding, I don't know of anything that would keep us from finishing this at our October board meeting.
The meeting is scheduled for October 22nd in Baton Rouge.